Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Thinkaboutit.org, today's recording date is Sunday, January the 1st, 2012. Sisters and brothers, this is the Mind of God program. On the Mind of God program, we endeavor every day to fight the mentality of the wicked ruling class and ruling family. We want to climb up out of that mentality of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction. We want to climb out of the mind of the devil, out and up from the mind of Satan, up and out from the mind of the wicked ruling class, ruling families, Illuminati Masonic order. We want to leave that mentality of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We don't want to think like the ruling class and ruling families anymore. We want to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahuwah, the mind of Allah, Illah, the mind of Heru, the mind of Asaru and Aset, the mind of Krishna, the mind of Buddha, the mind of Quetzalcoatl, the mind of Muhammad, the mind of Mahdi, the mind of Yahshua Christus Mashiach. As we climb into this mind of truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth, as we begin to think in that way of God, of Christ, of Muhammad, we will see that we need, that we must break down all the barriers of separation and boundaries. We must break down the barriers of religion, of race, of class, of ethnicity, of gender and age, any and all things that separate the oppressed from the oppressed. Those barriers must be broken, must be destroyed and obliterated, so that all of us may be able to come together and organize together for freedom, justice, and equality. Because this is a fight not from the oppressed to the oppressed, but this is a fight between the oppressed and the oppressor. And the oppressor is doing the bidding of Satan. So no matter what your religion is, we all must tap into the mind of Christ, which is the mind to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor and destroy the power of the oppressor. That is the mentality of Christ. And when we do that, we will find that we will be able to come together, organize together for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth, with that mind of Christ, which is to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor, destroy the power of the oppressor. And we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, and revolutionary institution and organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister, Venice, she's my producer, helper, engineer, coordinator, and facilitator of this Mind of God program and website, thinkaboutit.org. I am thankful unto the Most High for my beautiful sister Bernice, and I pray that the Most High, I ask and beg and plead that the Most High continues to bless my sister Bernice and her family and her children. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. Now let us pause and give thanks and praises unto the Almighty Creator and Creatures that has allowed us to cross over from 2:11 into 2:12. We give praises to the Most High Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, you say, Father, Ab is the word for father in the African Hebrew language. Sometimes you hear Abba. So putting that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Abba for the Most High Father in the African Hebrew language. Yahweh Ab or Yahweh Abba. In the African Arabic language, the Most High Father, that same Most High Father is known as Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, that same Almighty Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, that same Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also pause to give thanks and praises to the Almighty Mother, the Almighty Creatress, our Mother, the Holy Spirit. Now, in the African Hebrew language, you say Mother Aim. Aim is the word for mother. And if you put that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Aim for the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit in the African Hebrew language. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh or Yehovah as having both attributes of father and mother, begetting and conceiving, because Moses, that great African revolutionary Hebrew prophet, saw Yahweh, Yahuwah, as a scientific word having to do with the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother producing the human family. Now, in Proverbs, Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom is chokmah in the African Hebrew language, and that is a feminine word referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our Mother, the Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew, chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our Mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Well, Mother Holy Spirit not only conceived Jesus, but Mother Holy Spirit conceived you and me. We, collectively the human family. Mother Holy Spirit conceived the universe, sun, moon, stars, planets, the whole of creation, as Father beget all of the same. So, Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well. In the African Hebrew language, her name and title are Ruach HaKadosh. Now that word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word Ruach is feminine, because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Ilah. Now, you hear our Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu illa illa ha'il Allah. You hear Ilah and you hear Allah together. No one has said who Ilah is. I am here to declare to you that Ilah is the mother and Allah is the father. Now, our Islamic sisters and brothers also say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And that is usually translated, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. But once again, Bismillah, B-I-S-M, Ilah. I-L-L-A-H. That's Ilah, that's the mother. Beneficent, merciful, Rahman Rahim. Those two words are rooted in an Arabic word that is the word for the womb, W-O-M-B in the Arabic language. So properly understood, Bismillah Rahman Rahim is in the name of our mother, Ilah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, that same Most High Mother is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So in this new year of 2012, January the 1st, it is my pleasure, it is my honor, it is my duty to greet you, sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family, in the name and title of our Lord and our Savior, Our God in the flesh, the African revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. Believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but that same Christ has this day been revealed in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say, I and I say, Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names. The new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon. I heard Bob Marley say, some people to search for Jesus, but it tell you say, Jesus no come again. Tell you say, Jesus couldn't come again as Jesus, but Jesus comes in new names. That same Jesus, that same Yahshua, that same Christ would come in new names. And I am here to declare unto you and me that we are those new names in these last days of judgment. You and me are the I and I and Haile Selassie I, Rastafari. The first I refers to yourself, the original created self from the Almighty. That original I self united with the Most High Father and Mother, united with creation, united with the human family. The second I refers to those outside of yourself, the human family, united with all of the same is I and I. Because we are all divine manifestations of divinity. All of us are gods and goddesses in human flesh. All of us are a piece of the Most High Father and the Most High Mother coming through the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses. In the Genesis, the Elohim created the heavens and the earth, and the Elohim created us in their image and in their likeness by the power of the hidden and unseen Father, Yahweh, and the unseen Mother, Yahweh again. Because these are the last days. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12 teach us that in the last days Christ would come. Christ would manifest. In Haile Selassie I, World War II, the first defeat of Hitler and Mussolini, Christ manifested in Haile Selassie I to defeat the Antichrist and the beast. In this day and time, you've seen the movement of Christ in the civil and human rights movement. You've seen the movement of Christ. We going way back into the abolitionist movement. You seen the movement of Christ and Yahshua in the uprising of Haiti to overthrow France in what? 1804, in those days and times. In these days and times, you see Christ moving in the Occupy movement and the protest movement going all over. Now we must say, in Libya, that was a CIA operation to overthrow a true Christ movement, and the assassination of Muammar Gaddafi was to overthrow a true Christ movement. But the people all over the earth want change. We must say that in Syria, the CIA is moving again, because the CIA and those working on behalf of the devil know that Christ is being fomented and fermented and moving amongst the people. So the CIA wants to go ahead of the Christ movement to squash the people before true change can come through the people and the Occupy movement and the protesters and the sisters and brothers rising up all over the earth. So we must be careful to give critical analysis to understand that as Christ is moving, you see that Satan wants to move ahead of Christ and squash Christ, but it's over for Babylon. It can't be done. Christ will not be killed.
Christ would not be assassinated. Christ would not be destroyed. Christ is the conqueror. Christ is the deliverer. And we have tapped into that spirit of deliverance in this day and this time. We have prayed for the second coming of Christ. We have prayed to see Jesus come again. We have prayed to see the prophets and Muhammad and the Mahdi. Well, all of that is here right now in the sisters and brothers rising up all over the earth. So let us have critical analysis as we go back into the book of Revelation and understand that the assassination of Muammar Gaddafi was not an uprising. The CIA moving in Syria is not an uprising. That's Al-Qaeda and the CIA moving. But we know that the people want true change all over the earth. And so we are going to tap into that spirit of Christ and say no to the IMF, no to the WBO, WTO, no to the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, no to all of those wicked forces, CIA, FBI, MI6 and 5, even no to the KGB, because those forces, for their own personal benefit, carved up the earth in the Cold War time period. And so when Cuba, and I'm just moving with what's in my head, so when Cuba, when Fidel Castro went to Russia, thinking that Russia was a sincere communist nation for revolution, he found out differently. That Russia was only, or the Soviet Union, the leadership, was only carving out the earth for their own benefit to take the land, the wealth, and the resources for themselves. So we must see through the eyes of Fidel Castro, even those who claim to be communists, and then also already knowing that those who claim to be Democrats are promoting democracy. Neither of these two leaderships or rulerships are moving on behalf of the people. So we must hook up internationally with the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And we must rise up together, organize together for freedom, justice, and equality. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. These seven letters written to the seven churches in what they call Asia Minor, Mesopotamia, extreme Northeast Africa. These seven churches set up to fight Caesar, to fight Rome, to fight the wicked ruling class and elites of Rome, to fight the high priest, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Herodians. These seven churches set up to help foment spiritual, mental, moral, and physical revolution with the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. We have gotten to Pergamos, I believe. And Pergamos means to elevate or elevation. And this is teaching us that we have been elevated to deal with the modern day Caesars and the modern day Romes, Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and their petty bourgeoisie elite prime ministers and presidents and heads of government, financial, educational institutions that we must defeat and overcome. We have been elevated to do just that. And we had gotten down to talking about the importance of names. And we, a couple of sessions ago, talked about how in this revolution, our true name will be revealed by how we conduct ourselves in this revolution, in this Armageddon, in this time of overcoming the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers by tapping into the spirit of Christ, which is the spirit to deliver the anointing, the spirit and anointing to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from and out of the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling family oppressors. That as we work together and our true attributes and characteristics are revealed, our name will be revealed in the process. And let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org, and this is the new year, January the 1st, 2012. And we're talking about the importance of a name, the how the Africans saw into the child, newborn child, how Mother Mariam, you know her as Mary, saw the condition of the African Hebrew Israelite nation. And the Most High, through the angel Gabriel, which means, what does it mean? Has something to do with God. I forget what the name Gabriel means. But this angel, representing the messenger of the Most High, coupled with the mind of Miriam, understanding the condition of the people being destroyed, named the child Yahshua. You know him as Jesus. And that name, Yahshua, the most important name under the sun, because it means health. The people have been robbed of health. It means wealth. The people have been robbed of all wealth, spiritual, mental, moral, and physical. It means deliverance. It means liberty. The people need to be liberated and delivered from the oppressor, from Rome, from Caesar. We today need to be delivered from the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, those who commit warfare and bloodshed. It also means vengeance. Vengeance of the Most High on the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order, the oppressors, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, and all of their wicked accomplices. That is the importance of a name. And so, chapter 2, verse 17, Revelation, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, that's Mother Holy Spirit, says unto the churches, which is any and all people called out of this wicked Babylon system, whether you go to mosque, temple, cathedral, no matter what type of church you attend, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Hebrew, Christian, doesn't matter. Whatever church you attend, whatever gathering you attend that is a religious body. And understand that in the ancient days, you could not disconnect religion from politics, from economics. So the church in that day represented all in one. It is the modern day European that has separated religion from politics, from economics, from culture. But we're talking about all in one. So Mother Holy Spirit is talking to all of us who are called out of this wicked Babylon system, called out of this wicked system of warfare and bloodshed. And she says, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. And we talked about hidden knowledge of civilization, knowledge and wisdom and overstanding coming from Africa, that the human family has been deprived of such knowledge. And Mother Holy Spirit wants to reveal that knowledge, that original knowledge that came through the African sisters and brothers, ancestors, the African ancestors, that is for the benefit of not just black, but for the whole of the human family, black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white. She says, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written. And we talked about a couple of sessions ago the meaning of the white stone and the meaning and the true meaning of white and black, the Masonic checkered floor, black and white. White means light, life, illuminating light and spiritual and wisdom and knowledge and overstanding that gives us life. But black does not represent death as in total destruction, but it only represents death to a wicked, rotten system and the reality of being born again. When you are born, you have to come through the darkness, the triple darkness of the womb of your mother. The universe is triple darkness, represents the womb. The earth is triple darkness, and all before coming into the light must come through that triple darkness of the birth canal and the birth womb process. So the white stone is life, and the black stone in the ancient days was death, but not the destructive type of death, but that we must mortify ourselves, as Paul said. We must mortify our members daily. We must die daily to this wicked system, that we may be born and renewed and reborn into life of eternal life, which is eternal from beginning, from no beginning to no ending. With Most High, with the Most High Yahweh, it is life and life on top of life. Whereas the devil is death and death on top of destructive death. And so the white stone, and in the stone a new name. The Rasta people from years gone by have talked about the new name of Jah, the new name of Yahshua. Bob Marley said Christ must come in a new name, that Jesus, that Yahshua would come in a new name, and that name is Haile Selassie Jah Rastafari, just as Christ's new name in these last days of judgment in Babylon. And you and me, our names are the new names of Christ. And when we stand up and work together, it is not you and me exclusively of ourselves, but it is you and me and I manifesting Yahshua, manifesting Christ within our personality, manifesting and woe manifesting Yahshua and Christ within our names, making our names the new names of Christ. So this new name, which no man, continuing in this verse 17, chapter 2, Revelation, a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. So this new name, and Bob Marley said at one time before beginning his mission of revolution all over the earth and teaching us all over the earth, said he didn't know his name. But toward the end of his life on earth, because he ever lived, Bob Marley never died. Only the physical flesh is gone, but that spirit of Bob Marley live. He said toward the end of his physical sojourn on earth, I know my name, because he had gone through that time period of his mission and his true revolutionary character had been revealed unto him, and he knew his name. And so this is what Mother Holy Spirit is talking about. He that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and give a white stone, and a new name written in the white stone, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth. So all of those strugglers in times past, those that came through the transatlantic slave trade, those that came through the colonialism and the slavery and the exploitation of the 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 1900s, all the way into 2000. Those in the Western Hemisphere, principally Africa and Asia and the so-called Middle East. Those in the Western Hemisphere, principally the Americas and the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, who have gone through this colonialism and slavery and exploitation. We who have overcome, our ancestors who put up resistance and overcame daily this wicked system, they have been given a new name. Written in that white stone, which means life. White people aren't white, they're Caucasian. The white does not mean white people. It means light, illuminating, to overcome. It means life. Black Panthers have overcome. Those old Muslims in the Nation of Islam who stood up and fought to be free and fought to establish independent schools and independent thoughts and whatnot, they overcame. Marcus Garvey overcame. Sojourner Truth overcame. Harriet Tubman overcame. Fannie Lou Hamer is an overcomer. Phyllis Wheatley overcame. Mary McLeod Bethune overcame. Malcolm X overcame. Elijah Muhammad overcame. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. overcame. Medgar Evers overcame. All of these are overcomers who stood against this wicked system and have been given a new name. Because their names were dragged through the mud. The system took their names and dragged those names. Took those names of all those that I named to you through the mud and denigrated them and destroyed their character and made us to think that these were wicked and evil people. And as it was with Yahshua, the scribes and the Pharisees began to talk evil of Yahshua. You know him as Jesus. And the people who loved Yahshua then turned on Yahshua. And Rome killed and assassinated Yahshua, and not hardly many people stood up during the crucifixion to say anything. But after that time period, we see the resurrection. And not only as we say the resurrection as it is taught, but the resurrection of Yahshua in the people to spur the people on to create societies independent of Caesar and Rome and to fight and stand for the oppressed. And so the people were able to do that because they saw Yahshua anew and didn't see Yahshua through the eyes of the wicked ruling class and families who denigrated Yahshua and destroyed the character of Yahshua, but saw Yahshua newly. His name became new again in the minds of the people. So we say the same today with Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Dr. King, Medgar Evers, Fred Hampton, all of those that came through and were destroyed with physically and spiritually and mentally, whose names were put through the mud and dirtied up, and we began to look on our revolutionary leaders in a as like they had a bad name. But now we see that they have overcome, and we see them newly now, and they have a new name, and we say their names: Marcus Garvey, Noble Drew Ali, Gabriel Prosser, Denmark Vesey, all of these, and Ella Baker. All of these names of sisters and brothers, we see their names in a new mind, in a new light, and their names are new, and they have a new name. Now, no man knoweth this name, saving he that receiveth it. Now, knoweth. I want to get into some of these words in the Greek language so that we may understand what Mother Holy Spirit is trying to teach us. The word knoweth is found under the number 1097. Because as we come through this struggle, we will begin to know our names. Ginosko. Ginosko. It means to learn, to know, to come to know, to get a knowledge of, perceive, feel, become known. Sisters and brothers, as we come through this time period of struggle and revolution, we will begin to truly know ourselves. We will begin to know our spirits, know our minds, know our consciousness, know our mentality. We will begin to know and understand our attributes and characteristics. We will begin to know each other as we stand up strong against all the wicked forces that have arrayed themselves and aligned themselves to come against us and to oppose us as we struggle for the kingdom of God and heaven right here, right now on this earth. We will begin to know our true name, to know our true selves, to understand our true selves. No man would know this name except he that receiveth it. And so, as we come to know ourselves and know our mission in this revolution, know our actual job in the revolution. You see, it's not that I'm called to strive to be a revolutionary and you are not. Whether you are a Christian, whether you are a Muslim, whether you are a Jew, a Hebrew, whether you are a Buddhist, a Krishna, a Hindu, a Vodou, no matter what your religion, we are all called to organize together in the mind of Christ as a part of the body of Christ. Now, all of us don't have the same function in that a foot can't be the hand, can't be the toe, can't be the heart, can't be the intestines, can't be the stomach, can't be the kneecap, can't be the hip bone. But all of us are one body. And the body as a whole is standing up against the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, and standing up against the wicked ruling class and families, and standing up against warfare and bloodshed, right? Standing for the oppressed against the oppressor, with the spirit and mind of Christ to deliver the oppressed from the hands of the oppressor. So we don't have the same function, But we all are working for the same thing, which is the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth, which is freedom, justice, and equality. Some may preach, some may teach, some may organize, some may pass out flyers, some may create petitions, some may sing, some may play instruments, some may do research, some may encourage others, some may pray for others within this construct of revolution as the body of Christ. But all of us are called to stand up and defend the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. You see, some of those want to be let out of such an obligation, and they'll tell me, well, that's your calling, brother, not mine. But that's not true. That's fictitious narrative operating in your mind. We are all called to stand up on behalf of the oppressed and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. All of us are called to do that. And as we stand together and do such work and become successful in such work and manifest in totality the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth, we will know ourselves. Another meaning of that word know has to do with intercourse. You see, everything in creation is symbolic of spiritual reality. The whole physical reality is a manifestation and symbolic of spiritual reality. With intercourse, there must be the coming together of male and female to produce. So as we have intercourse with our mission, as we have intercourse and interaction with our revolutionary mission, we will know ourselves and know each other. The African Egyptians said, "Know thyself." That was one of their main slogans, those Africans in Egypt, when you went into the schools of learning to become a god and a goddess on this earth. You had to know yourself. Elijah Muhammad said that Master Farad Muhammad came to teach us the knowledge of self and the knowledge of those other than self, the knowledge of God, the knowledge of the devil, the knowledge of heaven, and the knowledge of hell. All in this time. You see, we must know ourselves. We must interact with ourselves. We must interact and have intercourse with the revolution, with our mission. Intercourse meaning to interact, to come into contact with, so that we may produce that which will free the oppressed from the oppressor. No man knoweth that name except he that receiveth it. Let me hit that word receive. We have to receive this knowledge, receive this name. We have to receive. That word is lambano, 2983 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. To take with hand, to lay hold of any person or thing in order to use it. So we are laying hold on our names, our new names, laying hold of ourselves, laying hold of our mission, laying hold of the revolution, laying hold of what we're to do, laying hold of this new name, that we may use this new name to understand who we are, understand our characteristics and attributes, so that we may receive this name. We have to receive it. We have to take hold of our mission and our revolutionary mission so that we may be able to deliver the oppressed. Break the power of the oppressor. Break the power of the synagogue of Satan and truly manifest the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. We must receive this new name by this process, that Mother Holy Spirit is carrying us through. We're going to take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.